Good morning and thanks for tuning in to the CommSec US Close podcast for Thursday, February 14, 2019. US share markets had a mixed session but firmed into the close. Investors responded to the latest developments in relation to the US-China trade talks. US Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin described the talks as being so far, so good. The South China Morning Post also reported that China's President Xi is scheduled to meet key members of the US trade delegation on Friday. Elsewhere, shares in Activision Blizzard rose by 7% after the video game maker announced a share buyback and plans to cut jobs. The Dow finished up by 117 points at the close of trade, a gain of a half of 1%. The S&P 500 index was up by a third of a percent, and the NASDAQ was higher by around 6 points, or 0.1%. In US economic news, consumer prices were flat in January compared to a forecast increase of 0.1%. But core prices, which exclude food and energy, rose by around 0.2%, as expected. Core prices were also up by 2.2% over the course of the last year, which was just a little bit firmer than the 2.1% that the markets had expected. New mortgage applications were down by 3.7% over the course of the last week, and the US budget was $14 billion in deficit in December, and that was more than the $11 billion deficit that the markets had expected. Elsewhere across the Atlantic, European share markets were higher on Wednesday, again responding to the optimism around the US-China trade talks. There was also a focus on earnings. Reuters reported that earnings from the last quarter of 2018 are now expected to be up by 3% in annualized terms, a more optimistic outlook than the 2.3% forecast that was made last week. The Spanish share market was flat after the Parliament rejected the 2019 budget. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index was up by around 0.6%. The German DAX rose by 0.4%, whilst the FTSE in London was up by around 0.8%. In London trade, shares of Rio Tinto were up by 1.4%, and shares of BHP were up by 2.4%. In interest rate markets, US Treasuries were weaker on Wednesday, with yields moving higher. Inflation data was benign, but investors favoured growth-focused assets such as equities and commodities. US 2-year yields were up by 3 basis points to 2.53%. US 10-year yields were up by 2 basis points to 2.7%. Major currencies were generally weaker against the US dollar overnight. The Aussie dollar fell from highs near 71.3 US cents to be as low as 70.88 US cents, and the close of trade was still around the lows of the session. Global oil prices rose by as much as 1.9% overnight, with investors still encouraged by news that Saudi Arabia plans to cut production further in March. But tempering the improvements was data from the US Energy Information Administration showing that crude oil stocks rose to a 15-month high over the course of the last week. The International Energy Agency also expects output to outstrip demand this year. Brent crude oil rose by $1.19, or 1.9%, to $63.61 a barrel. US NYMEX light sweet crude oil was up by 80 cents or 1.5% to $53.90 US per barrel. Base metals prices were higher by 0.9% on Wednesday on the London Metals Exchange, with tin doing the best, but lead was down by around a half of 1% and zinc was down by a third of 1%. Gold futures firmed by just over a dollar an ounce or 0.1% to $1,315 US dollars per ounce. Iron ore was easier by a dollar or about a percent to $86.45 a barrel. Ahead in Australia, there's no major economic data released, although there'll be a focus on earnings with a plethora of organisations reporting numbers. I'm Tom Petrovsky. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.